It's a big cultural weekend in the Berkshires with plays on every theater stage, concerts wherever music can be played, art hanging on every wall that can be called a gallery, and a whole lot more. I've already been out and about, crisscrossing the Berkshires from Williamstown to Beckett and back again, and here's my report on what is good and what looks good this holiday weekend. Over at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, the amazing dancers of the New York-based Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet Company are presenting a diverse program of three very different dances by three very different choreographers. What ties it all together are the dancers themselves, who can seemingly do anything they're called upon to do, whether it's social dancing, improvising, beatboxing, ballet, of course, acting, running, leaping, or even just standing still. Also at the Pillow this weekend is a program of classical South Indian dance by Shantala Shivalingappa, featuring live music. The official residency of the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood and Lenox kicks off tonight with an all Tchaikovsky program featuring violin virtuoso Joshua Bell in the composer's beloved Violin Concerto. Tomorrow night, the BSO tackles Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3. Singer Betty Lavette, a hard-working, distinctive R&B singer in the vein of Aretha Franklin, whose career stretches back to the early 1960s as a teen star, who then lost the spotlight for decades, only to have it find her again in recent years, will perform at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday night at 8. Lavette has regained her fame recently with her soulful versions of pop and rock hits by the likes of The Who, George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and Lucinda Williams. Lake Street Dive brings its unique fusion of jazz, classical, pop, swing, and soul to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. Lake Street Dive is a unique quartet featuring four jazz and classical trained musicians who formed an indie pop band boasting a trumpet-wielding guitarist, a bassist, a drummer, and a female vocalist. Also at Helsinki, bluesy soul gospel trio The Holmes Brothers bring their unique stew of southern funk and northern blues to Hudson tonight at 9. Long Ago and Far Away and other short comedies by playwright David Ives will be performed by Walking the Dog Theater Company at PS21 in Chatham tonight through Sunday, July 21. Ives is known for his verbal dexterity, theatrical invention, and quirky humor. A little over a year ago, four-time Grammy Award winner Lyle Lovett wowed the crowd at the Mahawi in Great Barrington with his unique blend of rootsy Americana and his wry, deadpan wit. Lovett will perform at The Egg in Albany tonight with his five-member acoustic group as part of the American Roots and Branches concert series. Lovett is one of contemporary pop music's most brilliant and skilled songwriters and entertainers, and his live performances and bands are the stuff of modern-day legend. It turns out that the Marx Brothers were Marxists in more than just name only. Their pointed slapstick humor was really social satire way ahead of its time, as can be seen in the terrifically entertaining production of their George S. Kaufman musical Animal Crackers, running at Williamstown Theater Festival through Saturday, July 13th. The production also features song and dance routines by a deeply talented cast, including the actors deftly assuming the roles of Groucho, Chico, and Harpo. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.